Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Coming to you live from Alola's Battle Royale Dome, it's the one, the only Puckle Battlecast.
Hello and welcome to episode 46 of the Battlecast. I am your host, Seth Vilo, here today with two big brains, and they are as follows. We've got the one and only, I guess they're both one and only. Oh well. We've got Mr. Claude Nine.
Hey, I'm the ninth one. I'm number nine.
Oh, that's true. That's true. That worked out really well. And we've got the other one and only, I guess. He doesn't have a number in his name. Thatch himself has graced us with his presence.
Thatch number seven. Some say that Thatch isn't actually just one person that's been running the podcast for 14 years. It's actually just been a bunch of different Thatches who have just been really good at imitating a single voice. Like, if you listen to episode one, I'm not the same Thatch.
Yeah.
No, because we killed that Thatch a long time ago.
Yes, and why wouldn't we? He was awful.
Every time you fall asleep, you die. Someone else wakes up in your place and has all your memories. You heard it here first, folks. Oh my god. We're getting into some deep stuff on the Battlecast that's not even related to Pokemon at all.
Yeah.
How have you guys been, though? How's your BDSP run going? How about you, Claude? What's up with you?
I did the BDSP run. That was a thing. I adventured to the underground. I learned how to beat contests. I beat the contests, or most of the contests. And now I'm just sitting there.
That works. I think we have 51 days left until Legends Arceus, so you'll have something to do here soon.
I'm way too busy.
Exactly. Until then.
How about you, Thatch? What have you been up to? Nothing much, I assume.
No, nothing at all. I played BDSP, Nuzlocked it, now I'm playing it again.
Oh! Then,
Holy mackerel.
Well, I wanted to do, I bought both versions, because I got the dual pack for, $70. I got that Walmart error in your favor.
Oh, yeah.
So I ended up with that, and I played through Pearl through for the Nuzlocke, and then now I'm just playing through Brilliant Diamond slowly, only because it had Elekid pre Elite Four. that's solely the reason, and no other reason exists.
Yeah, I'm still tempted to eventually stream a Mono Poison run of the game because there's only 8 of them in the entire run, and some things are very difficult.
The dex itself is garbage, so.
I know, that's the fun part. That's why it's going to be entertaining to see me use, a Dustox versus the Steel Gym.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, that's fun. That would be really fun to watch, honestly. You guys have absolutely smoked me, though. I have just gotten through Byron.
Okay.
And that's where I stopped, because I'm terrible.
Daddy Byron.
Daddy Byron. Yep. To be fair, the game didn't age well, but that I don't know that this is a topic for this show, but
I had the benefit of having a Shamu on my side, though, because he graced me with a handful of Pokemon that are otherwise unavailable until post game as eggs. So I've been having actually a lot of fun with it. I think he gave me a Shroomish. that did have poison heal.
Mm-hmm.
He gave me a Rotom at level 1 that is now a heat Rotom. So I actually have a fire type. Wow.
Wowza.
And I think at one point I was in a voice chat and I mentioned that, ah, dang it, I've got to breed Clefable to have Wish because that's a problem. So first I have to get a level Togekiss to level 50 something to give it Wish and then have it parent a child with a Clefable.
Why not just play like, without like a Wish Clefable?
Because I wanted it. I wanted my good team to be my thing, and so I was going to do all that. And he's like, do you just want a Wish Clefairy? And I'm like, do you have one? And he said, give me 5 minutes. So
yeah.
I got one.
So suddenly magic happens.
Exactly. And so I had a level 1 Clefairy with my level 35 team, and I've slowly gotten it up to the level of everything else, so... It's been fun, though.
Wunderbar.
I've been taking my time. Moonstone is hard to find, though. I have not yet found one. It's apparently only in the underground, so blech.
They're more common in one game than the other. I think it's more common in Pearl.
Yeah.
Dang it. Even then, though, I think I've only found, like, 2 evolution stones digging.
Oh, if you're pre-Elite 4, they're all rare items.
Ugh.
Post-Elite 4 is when you start finding them. That's why, like, as a kid, we remember, like, finding them all the time is because we blew through the game,
yeah?
Then went to the underground.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Well, dang it. Oh, well.
Yeah,
anyway.
The game's got those finicky things. Those finicky numbers.
Yeah, those finicky get your stuff done before you go get your butt handed to you by Cynthia.
Yeah, I beat Cynthia in the game in the Nuzlocke because I got absolutely trashed. I thought I was going to lose the Nuzlocke, but I beat it because I walked into Cynthia with just a Staraptor at level 62, I think.
Wow!
And I was just like, uh oh, spaghetti.
Yeah.
But I think the friendship mechanic's a little busted. Okay. And then. You just collect like one of each of like the X attack and stuff throughout the story. So I had those in the bag. And so I just, we were up against a Spiritomb first and Spiritomb doesn't have like good damage output. So
that's better than my Cynthia run where I used Empoleon and Vespiquen to PP stall the Garchomp out.
Didn't
of
have to do that.
Both Earthquake and Poison Jab so that I could, and Dragon Claw so I could, you know, wall it. And then
I
make it struggle to death.
I legitimately, all I did was I shoved all those X attacks and stuff down its throat, and then I maxed out double team. And then I just kept clicking, and then I kept clicking Aerial Ace.
Wow. Oh my god.
And that is how...
I'm not looking forward to
that
it.
That is how I won.
Yeah. One IRL friend, he's been complaining to me, hi Matt, that he's faced Cynthia as of Monday 4 times and got his butt handed to him by one or two things.
Oh,
all
man.
4 times.
I feel like for a casual Pokemon fan, this is definitely a harder game. For a casual Pokemon fan.
Because they're all perfect IV and EV.
Yeah. Well,
and nature and everything.
Well, that's what they did in hard mode in Black and White 2, but it was... Yeah, I don't know. It's just like, this is a very hard game for a casual in a multiple ways. One, because I don't think we've had like a really like traditional quote-unquote Pokemon game. It's since Black and White 2. So I don't think people are kind of used to that style that it is.
Fair.
And so you get
then
to that
the
game.
The level gap it's between like Cynthia and the gym is just much higher than normal.
Yeah, no, they not compared to like old school Pokemon. Like if you're talking about like OG Gen 3 and OG Gen 2 and OG Gen 1, like that's not too crazy wild. It's pretty par for the course. And it's just that we haven't had anything like that, like I said, for a very long time. Because when you get to Gen 6 and stuff, and once you get the experience shared, like, to the modern convenience that we have it, a lot of the games, especially the remakes, get really unbalanced. Because they don't adjust the experience levels quite right. And this one included, they don't do it quite right. But I think we're all having too much nostalgia trip, and we keep switching Pokemon, so we don't notice.
Yeah, fair.
But that's the power of the experience shares. It lets you swap Pokemon without feeling bad about it.
Exactly. I got that Clefairy up in no time.
Exactly.
Instance.
Yeah.
So that was a good
It's also the new experience. Like... The new experience calculation is also like very good.
Yes.
Also
much better
that,
than it used to be.
Yes.
Yeah. But anyway, I guess we've kind of rambled about our prospective BDSP experiences for a good little bit, and we're going to be reflecting on how the actual meta is shaped up here in a little bit. But before we get there, there's a little bit of tiering information to go through, so we'll be right back with tier time.
It's tier time.
And we are back with tier time, starting from the top, as almost always. We've got the Ubers tier, where nothing happens ever except weird trends that happen month to month. And this one is apparently in the most recent tournament series, Groudon was really, really good. So in the most recent viability ranking update, Groudon was raised to S rank, and it did that all without its stupid red orb. So
yeah, but
good for it, I guess.
That's mainly because of all of its people realized all the things that used to be better than it are gone now.
Yeah. Well, this is regular Sword and Shield, so
is Red Orb's not in Sword and Shield, right? So
precisely, yeah, that's what I mean. So this is regular Groudon, not Primal.
Yeah, I know. Well, Groudon's decent. Like, I mean, ground type's a good type.
Who would have thought?
Look at Groudon's stats. They're not bad. I mean, I guess all Uber stats aren't bad, but like, and his move pool isn't horrible either.
Exactly. It's pretty good. And it's, of course, the move pool doesn't change going to Primal, but you know,
Did it get anything interesting in Gen 8?
I don't think so. I think it's just Groudon is always good, and it's a very good defensive wall. Ground, like you said, ground type is very good.
Yeah.
Sets rocks, is bulky, poisons things, you know.
Yeah, that's
does what
true.
It needs to.
I mean, sets rocks, it is very good at Pokemoning.
Exactly.
It does other what than it that, needs to do as a ground type in the sun.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
That's the other part of it too.
Yeah, no, it gets sun, so it gets boosted fire type attack, so like it can pull off fire punches, I think is what it gets.
Mm. I think that is its best physical move anyway. Yes. I think it gets other weird 100%. Things, but whatever.
He technically gets Scorching Sands.
Oh yeah. And Lava Plume too, right? I think.
Yeah, he gets Lava Plume. Yeah, I don't think that's new. I think he's had that for a while.
Yeah, I mean it thematically makes sense.
Yes.
So.
Yes, yes, yes. For sure.
Anyway, other than that, another trend that's taken off a little bit in that tournament kind of thing is Galarian Darmanitan alongside a support Xerneas has been working together really well. Galarian Darmanitan, of course, just breaking through pretty much everything, regardless of resistance or how good you are or anything to do with the word skill. Yep. And Xerneas is there to stop things like Yveltal, Marshadow. It has cleric support with aromatherapy. It's not always power herb geomancy, folks. Xerneas is seeing a lot more play as a support Pokemon right now than a murderous grassy sweeper. So that is the trend in Ubers.
Yay.
So Thatch, tell me about what's going on in OU. There's actually a thing.
They're suspect testing Kyurem right now. Kyurem? Kyurem? Yes. Kyurem.
Q-Rem. Fun fact, folks, Serebii put up
I don't
a pronunciation
like that.
Guide
no,
on
it's
the website.
It's Kyurem. And so it's...
Fight me, Kyurem!
Fight me, Kyurem!
Think of it like this. Ice Cube. Q-Rem.
No, that makes sense. That's not what... That's not what Keldeo said, okay?
I know.
It's not what Keldeo said. So it's Kyurem to me. Fight me, Kyurem! And so, yeah, that ends December 12th, which is, like, after this comes out, like, 3 days or something like that. I don't
Close
know.
Close to that. I think Monday? Sunday or Monday?
That is Sunday.
Sunday, yeah. Sunday, cool. Sunday,
so
Sunday. You've
got a couple days after this comes out.
Yeah. A lot of people say they're leaning towards a ban, but there's not really a good feeling from all the threads. It's probably going to be a close vote. However, I'm gonna predict what Seth predicts. Is that part of the drive to vote ban is the desire for a tier shakeup, since there hasn't really been one, and nothing's disgustingly broken. Yeah. You know what would shake up the tiers, Seth? You know who?
Oh, no.
You know who would really shake up the meta if you just wanted a ban?
Zamazenta.
I mean, that could be fun. I think
they tried that, didn't they?
You're gonna
and
say
it, like was broken?
I think they should just.
If you say ban Lando,
they should. Why not? Why not?
Issue with
Kyurem, but is Lando not still like top usage?
It is. It is. It still is. That means it's like 50%.
No, it's not 50% like it was.
It's the best glue.
But it's definitely top of the usage charts. I mean, if it's not high in usage, just ban it for funsies. We had that really fun meta that Pokemon supported, by the way, where they're just like, hey, top 10 things. Nope. And then it turned out to be a really fun meta.
A holiday tier with that kind of stuff would be kind of fun.
Yeah, I really wish Smogon would do more things like that. I think that would really spice things up and be really fun tiers on Smogon. Would just be fun, silly things like that. Kind of like how there should be a battle ready mark. Oh, you.
Oh, no.
Right? I would be okay with that.
I'd be really okay with battle ready mark.
Less knockoff.
Less toxic stall.
Use Corsola.
Yeah. But yeah,
Would it be any better though?
Bad for, less toxic stall, way less toxic stall.
Yeah, Clef loses soft boil.
Yeah,
like tons of stuff like that.
Yeah,
yeah.
It changes up a lot of things. Less knockoff in the meta. It's crazy. It changes things significantly.
A lot of defoggers would be awful.
Yes,
and old tutors like Heatwave Zapdos, that would be a bummer.
Yeah,
but. I am for it. Game Freak, Gen 9, please.
I don't think you lose Heat Waves Zapdos, actually.
I think you do. I think it's a tutor move.
Is it? Because it's legal in VGC.
Yeah. It might still be a I don't know, actually, anymore. It might be a TR now.
I think it's a TR, right? So I don't think you lose I don't think you lose it.
Okay. I'm thinking into BDSP. That's what.
Because I know in BDSP you lose Heat Waves Shadow for the same reason.
No, Heat Waves a TR. In Gen 8, or in Swish,
yeah,
I should say.
Yeah, Chad isn't in Gen 8 to get it.
Well, you can hope and pray.
I will.
Yeah. I just want it when it comes from, not even a battle ready mark, I don't even want the move to exist. When it comes from home to Gen 9, wipe it.
Which one?
Wipe all it right, clean.
So wipe all the moves?
I think that's needed, though.
Everything. Put it back to its current level moveset. Wipe it clean.
Then what's the point of having Pokemon from other gens, then?
To have the Pokemon.
Yes.
Full stop.
Yep. I don't disagree with this take.
Include the same egg move mechanic in Gen 8, and otherwise wipe the moveset.
I don't disagree with Seth's take here.
Okay.
The only thing I think you miss if you do that is you do get like the people who are just like, I spent so long breeding this Pokemon, and I want to bring it over. And
when?
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. But yeah, Battle Ready Mark meta, I think, is healthy. At least what they did in Swish, I think, was healthy, where they removed Toxic from a lot of places. Removing Hidden Power is also really nice.
Yep.
There's and a lot of good things.
Freaking knockoff.
Yeah, no, they got rid of a lot of the stuff that was really prominent in the game. Pursuit, getting rid of Pursuit, I don't disagree with that decision. Made ghost types usable, and I want to talk about BDSP later and how, like,
yes, but like at that point, you also introduced the most dominant ghost type to exist in Dragapult.
Yeah, but I don't think Dragapult's like uber centralizing.
No,
I think
too
it's very
weak.
Good.
You can still sucker punch it and it dies. Like, all right,
it's only got 100 special attack.
Pursuit literally makes it unusable. It makes it going from very used to like not used at all. It's not a healthy medium whatsoever.
Exactly.
I like Pursuit.
Anywho, that's OU. I mean, overall, there's not a whole lot of new and fancy trends, I think, from OU. And that you've played a couple games, I think. It's mainly just about this Q-Rem vote.
Yeah. I mean, it's like you said, it's kind of been a boring meta for a while.
I think that's the thing, is like when they've gotten through all the, like, the big, like all the Smogon tournaments, Kyurem is showing up everywhere because it breaks stall.
Yep.
It's good on balance, and it can stop hyper offense too. Like, it can just be a good mon. And you can build around it in so many different ways. It's just like, they want to change up their meta, I think.
That's fair.
And it's hard to stop even when you have countermeasures. Like, the only thing that really comes in and stops it is something like a Blissey. But even then, it's just going to start fishing for freeze chances with Ice Beam and Freeze Dry, which it always carries both of. And you can't break this up with Seismic Toss, so it will get you frozen and then have its way.
Have its way with you. Giggity.
Yep, and Earth Power special defense drops, if you like. It's usually running a Never Melt Ice set, too, now, so it can switch moves.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of gross, and I kind of agree with this decision. I'm mixed on the fence, and I'm not attempting to go for a vote because I have life going on. But I agree with this suspect, and I would lean ban, I think, but that's just me.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
So, yeah.
All right, on to you. They banned Como because, you know, Como.
Como is good.
Crazy thing.
They're currently testing Menchow just because, you know, regenerator, very fast, hits hard, does a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
They're going to test Thundurus Therian next, but, you know, that is what it is. But yeah, Man Chao is very lethal with regenerator plus life orb sets, so it can just, like, you know, CC, knockoff, U-turn, poison jab. Hits everything, it does a lot of damage, recovers its own health, but that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
It just began, so we'll see how it happens. I don't remember it being the number one Mon in UU before, so...
Yeah, I was surprised by this, very honestly, reading it. I thought it might have been for, like, a different generation that they were suspect testing Mean Chao, which is how you pronounce it in. But this is current.
Did you say Mean Chao? That's how you pronounce it?
Mean Chao. Yeah, it's two syllables. Mean Chao. I learned a lot from this Serebii translation.
He's wrong, but it's
pronunciation
fine.
Thing. It's why, and he based them all on, like, actual sources.
No, there are legitimate sources for it, but I don't.
This is where we need a stream of Thatch going through the pronunciation guide and determining what's real and what's
learning.
Not.
It's not learning. No, I the Pokemon Company in itself is not consistent. Okay,
Arceus Thatch, Arceus.
I agree that Arceus should be the way it's said, only because of Silvally. That is the only reason. But they have said it three different ways in the history of official media.
It is true. Yep.
So I do not care what Joe Merrick's official source says.
he just probably did Jewel of Life. That's how they pronounce it in that. One of my favorite movies.
No, there's actually like a book that like goes through some of the pronunciations and stuff like that, but I don't think Pokemon itself has like an internal document.
I think they do, because if I'm correct, a lot of the like if you're gonna cast for an event, you're coached on how to pronounce certain Pokemon names. So
maybe
like Zacian, which I've been pronouncing wrong. I've been pronouncing it Zacian. Very slight difference,
isn't it Zacian?
No, it's Zacian.
It's like, it's not Zacian, like it's supposed to be.
No, it's not.
Okay.
But I think if you, there is an official guide, I think, and if you're going to be a official caster for like a TCG or VGC event, I think they give you a coaching on, hey, this is how you say it.
Fair.
We are Pokemon. Say it this way, please.
Fair.
So, yeah. Anyway, that was unrelated, but yeah, Mean Chao. I think now that it's been graced with close combat, that kind of deletes all of its reckless need. So regenerator is just better objectively.
That is fair.
100%. We'll see what happens. I mean, it just started, so there'll be more to come in the future.
Mm-hmm. Regenerator is such a good ability. I freaking love that ability.
It is good.
Poison heal. Just give me more health. All right. Hopping on down the line, we're going into RU. There are currently no suspect tests or bans or anything like that. Again, tier shifts happen in January, so no big action there. The latest one was the Reuniclus test, and it remained RU. It was not banned. And so some of the more recent trends are in kind of response to that, and also with it not leaving the tier, people had to adapt to it a little bit instead of banking on it leaving. So some things like Guzzlord started seeing a lot of play in tournaments with it can do knockoff, it can do Dragon Tail, you can do a Protect 3 attack set, which is pretty darn good. There's other things that can kind of rain on Reuniclus's parade, things like Jellicent with Taunt and Hex, because even though it has Magic Guard Reuniclus, it doesn't stop Hex's boosted damage if it's statused. And Jelly can Will-O-Wisp it too. So.
Mm-hmm.
Hoorah. Another thing to kind of rain on Reuniclus a little bit, but doesn't like a focus blast to the face, is Obstagoon. I keep almost saying Galarian Obstagoon because I'm a TCG boy now, but that's not correct. But yeah, Obstagoon is terrifying, honestly.
I believe that.
It also isn't stopped by one of the more common things down here, Galisopod, because since it has Obstruct, it can keep Galisopod from revenge killing it with First Impression.
Ooh, that's true.
Mm-hmm. So the priority boy in RU can't stop it, which is what a lot of kind of slower teams rely on.
That sucks.
And
that should be banned.
Suicune.
I don't care. I don't care. I don't play that meta.
Yeah, it's fine. It's RU. It's the worst tier for a reason.
Yeah.
I remember when RU was formed back in the day. It didn't exist in Gen 4. It didn't exist until like Gen 5.
No, it was just, it was OUUU Enyo, and I was an NU master at that time.
That is all that existed. Yep.
Stuff, where I got to bring like Relicanth and Perugly and just go to town.
Back in the day.
Yeah. Another thing that's causing a lot of stress is Suicune, just because Suicune is good. It can be the old classic sets of Krokun or Vincune, the things that use Calm Mind and then four other moves. Scald Rest, Sleep Talk, Roar.
I remember
various
Krokun
versions or combinations. When Zarud left the tier, Suicune's going crazy. And there is one thing that I guess I could have put on Spice Rack, but hindsight is 2020. That is a Metagross set that is absolutely destroying down here, or at least becoming very annoying. It is right up my alley, too. The moveset is Cosmic Power, Body Press, Meteor Mash, and Rest. I love it. I love it so much.
Could be better.
Wow. You just don't like anything, Claude.
I think it needs Iron Defense instead of Cosmic Power.
Meh. It's like the Mew set that's going crazy in OU.
Oh, I know. It's exactly the same as the Mew set that's going crazy in OU.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Because the only difference is that Mew typically runs Taunt over Body Press. They've been calling it Demon Mew, and I love it, and I need to try it. But yeah, max HP, max speed for that thing. But this, I don't know. I assume it's going to be close. Max HP, maybe some speed to hit a specific benchmark, and then the rest in defense, I guess. I don't know exactly. But yeah, that's a fun one that's doing a lot of work down there. But also, you can run Choice Band on Metagross if you want to. But really, those are just the trends happening in RU, because no tiering action and no specific bans or unbans or suspects or anything like that. So that's that one. Thatch, hit me with NU. There's some cool things that happen there.
Oh, there's some fun NU. Okay, so in DDM, a male, he got banned. He remains banned because he got retested. And then Arctivish. Wow, the terror that is Arctivish, and more than just its looks. Yeah, they unbanned.
Arctivish is a monster.
They unbanned Snow Warning, so that probably doesn't help. So Hail's back, and too bad Arctivish can't take advantage of it, because it would probably be too good, like it already was, which is why it was banned.
Yep, that is precisely the reason they did both of these actions at the same
absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely. And so.
Yeah, they can't have one without the other. I mean, they both can't be together. Yes.
Yeah.
You got there.
Yeah, it just made Aura Veil pretty easy to deal with. Slush Rush wasn't banned because Alolan Sandslash is absolute garbage competitively. Though he's really cool design wise, and he has a place in my heart.
He has a place in PU. Maybe
he has a place.
It's
in
not
my heart.
Awful. It isn't awful. We'll give him that.
Yeah.
Like, he is a fast, semi-powerful physical attacker, and ice is a good type.
Yes.
So, meh.
And if you want to use a steel type that's not Magneton in Let's Go Pikachu and Eevee, because we're all playing that game, can use Alolan Sandslash as your steel type.
Oh, I don't remember that game.
It's a fever dream, let me tell you.
I used it to get a Mew. I saw it ahead of time, and I know that's how I get Mew. Easy.
It's dumb.
Yep. Don't worry. February 27th, they'll announce Let's Go Togepi and Pichu.
They will not.
And then we can do
oh
it again.
My gosh, they will not. Though. If they do, I'll be
they
happy, actually.
Same, honestly.
I'll be happy only because that means Gen 9 is not for another year.
Yeah.
That is legitimately my only answer to that, only because Gen 9 isn't for another year, and so that means we might get the 60 missing Pokemon for home.
Yeah.
So
they're pretty much guaranteed to be in Gen 9, though.
Bold move, Claude.
I will boldly go out and say that right now.
You're going to tell me Bruxish is
we don't have in Swish will be in Gen 9, guaranteed.
That
Toucannon and Bruxish are high demand.
Yeah, those are the and Young Goose. Okay, let me tell you.
Whoa! Are we thinking about the best normal like Gen like Route 1 rat for it? who's not in the this game that needs to be there?
He's in BDSP, yeah. though.
There you go.
I know, and I'm happy about that.
He's in Gen 8, so, like, there you go. There's just 60 missing. Like, just finish it. Just finish. Gosh. That's my honest answer. Just finish it.
Just wrap it up.
Just clean this
February
up.
February 27th patch, randomly. Works.
Just clean it up. It. Like, it's just 60.
And then they announce, let's go.
I'm more upset that they've done something like 840. Yeah. And then they're just like, crossing that finish line's real hard, though. Okay. And that
this has been the worst trade deal in the history of trade deals.
It's like not even 10%. That's the problem. It's not even 10%.
Exactly. Oh, well. Regardless, though, moving on from Dexit. Claude, wrap us up with PU. What's going on there? Because this NU thing affects PU, too.
Yeah, because they decided to let Snow run rampant. So they banned Arctivish from here, too.
Yep.
They also banned Drampa, because Drampa's just a monster, and people are realizing Drampa's a monster.
Drampa is a monster. Why is this ever a question?
They're talking about, you know, Gallade right now, and Tsarena as things on the radar, but, you know, those are just things to talk about. Ice is back because Snow Warning's around, so we're going to see, you know, just how much that's going to run train on the area before, you know, things blow up, because it's going to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be surprised if Vanillix gets banned.
Honestly, I agree with you completely.
That's the number Vanillix. One. Like, put a Specs on it or a Scarf in Blizzard, and suddenly you're going to get freezes everywhere. It's going to be annoying. It's snow time for the snow time.
Mm-hmm. And I'm interested to see how the just regular old usage stats from NU affect this next month, mm-hmm. when we actually get those. If we'll reach a threshold in less than a month to get things like Alolan Sandslash or Vanillux up into the NU and out of PU territory. That'll be what's interesting to me.
I think a couple will. I think definitely Vanillux, maybe Abomasnow, because Abomasnow actually has a decent speed tier. It's as fast as Metagross.
No, bull.
Oh, I was thinking Mega. I was thinking Mega.
I'm thinking Mega.
Yeah, Mega's slower.
30.
Mega's way slower.
Yeah, but regular Abomasnow is base 70. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
I believe you.
Realize that.
Abomasnow's typing is also the best, okay? There's no better typing than Grass Ice.
I can't think of a better typing.
I can think of several.
What offensively hits it as well?
I mean, grass isn't a good offensive typing, and it's not a good defensive typing. Like, other than being able to absorb Earthquake. But
Yeah. That's what's a cool thing about it. But, oh well. All right, so that is the tiers. Claude, I'm going to give this last little tidbit to you, because I'm evil.
Oh, yes. Little Cup banned Zigzagoon.
Good.
Pour one out for the boys. Or for the goon, I should say. And that's it.
Is Galarian Zigzagoon still banned too in that? Or is it just...
No.
I doubt it because it doesn't get any moves.
Yeah. This is true. His typing is also worse. Well, I guess it doesn't matter. I think if you're a normal type in Little Cup and you're getting Mach Punched, you're going to die anyway without a Focus Sash. Yeah. So.
Yeah. And, you know, Zigzagoon is because of the Belly Drum Extreme Speed, which it can now get just because.
Yep.
Why not?
Did they add that to its, like, regular level up move? Is that something that wouldn't be wiped with a moveset wipe?
It wouldn't be. So they added it to its actual move pool. So, like, Belly Drum Extreme Speed Linoon was a thing even as back as far as Gen 3, but, like, you had to do a lot of stuff to get it, because it was, like, an event. Yeah. It was an event move. But they just added it to, like, its move pool eventually. They're just why
Gen
not?
Gen 7 they added it.
It was either Gen 7 or Gen 6. Like,
it naturally learns Belly Drum, and it gets Extreme Speed as an egg move with Arcanine or Lucario as parents.
It was, like, Gen 6 or something, where they're just like, yeah, you know what? Just make this the thing. Yeah, why not?
It's readily accessible.
Yeah.
Incredibly easily accessible. Yeah. So, cool.
Cool, cool, cool. Cool, cool, cool. Cool, cool, cool.
Yeah.
Good times.
All right, so that is the tier time, and we are going to hop on over to the big meat of the episode, which is talking about what the heck BDSPOU actually looks like, instead of just me and Shark spitballing. So we will be right back. All aboard. It's time for the topic. And we are back with the topic. We have the Brilliant Diamond Shining Pearl meta And we've actually, since last month, they've kind of started up the other tiers. We weren't sure at the time when they were going to get those going. We had an idea, but we didn't know for sure. And since last month, not only has OU gotten its official kickoff, of course, with the game being released, but Ubers has been created, and UU is in its alpha stage. It's not really technically in its final form until the official formation in January, but we can start to get a flavor of what UU is like. So we've got a couple notes for those first two tiers, and then we'll dive into the OU discussion. So, quick note on Ubers. It exists. However, there are a handful of Pokemon that, since they're not available in the games, are not available to the Ubers tier. They are as follows. Arceus, Deoxys, Shaymin, Darkrai, and Celebi are unavailable, and so therefore are completely unavailable to any tier regardless of what it is. So none of those in Ubers, folks. You can't get your Arceus plates out and use them yet.
Not until
interestingly.
Let's say, on a different note, there are several Pokemon that only can have their hidden abilities, such as Mewtwo, Lugia, Ho-Oh, all of the, like, cat Pokemon from Gen 2, the Regis.
Did you just call them cat Pokemon?
They're all cats.
They're based on cats.
I'm offended. They are known as the Legendary Beasts, okay?
I know. Fine, Legendary Beasts, but they're all cats.
One's a lion, one's a tiger, and one's a barum. I mean, no, wait, sorry. One's a
barum.
Leopard.
No, it's a barum.
Jaguar? Leopard?
I think it's a leopard.
A Leopleurodon.
Charlie.
Checks out.
So that's the quick notes we have on Ubers. We don't have really any other trends or anything. It's just been formed. But UU has been kind of fun. Claude, you played a couple of games of that, so tell me what that's like.
UU is, you know, there are three forms of torture in UU, the way I see it. I mean, you can have a balanced UU game. It's very possible. But then there's the Pokemon Salamence in UU, which is a mistake. It's the best Pokemon in UU by far, and it's dumb. Always bring Salamence. It's going to get banned. I guarantee it'll be BL.
OU. That'll be the first thing.
Well, if not the first thing, second. Because the other thing that's really dumb is Sun. Because you have Venusaur. Like, let me think. You have, like, a Venusaur. You have Victory Bell. Charizard with solar power.
Vileplume, right?
And
isn't Vileplume down there?
Vileplume's down there, but it's not as powerful as the other two.
Okay, but strength set.
Okay. Not for Sun, though.
Yeah, no.
Basically, you can run Sun, and there are just no good answers to it at the moment. Your best is to, like, predict around a couple of things and hope people miss or don't set up on your Umbreon. But that's it. It's those two, and then there is some very dumb stall down here. Because Mew's around, you have Umbreon, I think Chansey is here. There's a couple of very fun things to play.
Wow. Yeah, that's honestly really cool. One thing to note, kind of on the line of Salamence, though, as I mentioned, nothing's being officially made until January, so that they aren't taking any kind of tiering action, so Salamence may be around next time Battlecast comes out, or they may just go ahead and get rid of it January 1st when BDSP UU officially begins. So
great, it's only going to be around for the month of January before people stop playing anyways.
Yes.
Exactly. That's fair. We'll have better things to do. Final Fantasy Arceus is coming out.
Gosh. It's more like Monster Hunter Arceus, but yeah.
I don't know that either of those games enough, so I trust you on that.
It's more like Monster Hunter. I will vouch for that.
Pocket Monster Hunter.
Imagine Monster Hunter, but single player. And that's probably what Legends Arceus is. I think they're trying to really compete with it because Monster Hunter World did so well. They're trying to compete that with that franchise with a homegrown IP.
And Breath of the Wild did so well, and it's
This is not going to be Breath of the Wild. Don't get your hopes up, please. This is Battlecast. We can have this discussion on the 18th, okay?
Okay.
There we go. All right. So let's hop into the actual meat here and talk about the OU BDSP tier and what actually happened versus what Shark and I last month thought was going to happen. So a couple things happened pretty much right out the gate, to be honest, and that is Drizzle was banned. Not any kind of weird complex band like they used to, where it was Drizzle plus Swift Swim on the same team. Straight up Drizzle, the ability was banned.
Unsurprised. Yeah. It's weather in general back in Gen 4 was very good. Uh-huh. Which is why Claude's having a lot of success with Sun. But it was mostly rain that people hated, so.
I mean, rain is better.
Yeah, I mean, immediately in Gen 5, like, when Politoed got Drizzle, like, they just said no.
Yeah.
They're just like, no.
The other thing that was banned by council vote, not by suspect test, was Blaziken, because it was stupid.
Yes.
Power creep doesn't exist.
Who would have thought speed boost Blaziken in a meta without the superpower creep would be good?
Right. No Lando to stop it, so it just goes to town.
Yes. Yep.
The other thing that's happening, kind of related to those, there is currently a suspect test for Latios that ends on December 12th. So again, this Sunday.
Latios is going to go. He's going. To this.
It's gone. Yeah, it's gone.
Oh, yeah.
That's gone.
Doesn't have a
100%.
Chance.
100%. Latios is too good.
Does not have a chance.
Latios is too good.
The next one has been promised to be Manaphy. So that one will be starting up.
Doesn't it have Tail Glow
after?
Yeah, it has Tail Glow. Tail Glow
I think it does. Yeah.
Tail Glow is only missing from BDSP because it wasn't, or Swish because it's not there.
No Pokemon had it.
Well, no, Zerkatree did, but I think they were just like, let's not. And
yeah,
I think that's why. I mean, they did a lot of things where they just like chopped up move sets in Swish. And I think they took like a razor because I think they're like, you know how we've been kind of going wild with like putting moves on things? Let's not. Maybe we should retcon a lot of that. Also, location evolutions are dumb. So
also that, thank God.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then they came right back.
Let's remake Gen 4 where we came up with the idea. Yeah. Great idea.
Yeah, great idea. Well, to be fair, you can still evolve Magneton with the Thunderstone.
And I mean, technically it is coded. You can evolve the Eevees with the stones if the stones were available in the game. They're coded in, but...
Man. Well, the Leaf Stone's there, so...
Oh, it is? Yeah. Really?
Yes. How do you get a Vileplume?
Oh, yeah, it is. Okay.
That's like one of the standard ones.
Silly me. Yeah, I forgot Leaf Stone was an actual standard
stone. That's a standard stone. Ice Stone's like a newish one, but it's...
Yeah,
I can see the Ice Stone not being there, but like the one that really surprises me is they're just like, yeah, all these location-based evolutions got updates, but not Nose Pass.
Well, I mean, it's not in Swish yet, so.
You say yet, and I feel like that to me was the sign where it's just like, it's not happening.
It's gonna happen.
It is, though. It will. It'll get there. With how things looked and how like they unpacked the coding and the words and things like that, I'm almost positive they're going to be able to transfer.
I hope. Everything. I want you to be right.
I hope.
I want
so.
You to be right,
yeah.
But at the same time, I've been burned too many times.
We have this
conversation
we have
this every
discussion
time.
Every time we're in the same place.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Good thing we don't live with each other.
Anyway,
so it's fine.
I know, right?
It'd be like every day.
So anyway, next up after Manaphy, it's highly likely that it's going to be Garchomp because that sucker is busted in the same way that Blaziken is without things like Lando.
Yep.
And stronger fairies. So
yeah,
it's wild. Cynthia was onto something.
No, I really like, I like that Garchomp hasn't been smacked. Garchomp was like the one ban that happened like right away back in Gen 4. I'm saying this a lot. I'm doing this on brand.
Was it right away?
Yeah.
I don't think it was right away. I think it took him a while.
Well, it was okay. So like it happened. So okay. So
because they had to do it by Sandvale, not by Garchomp itself.
Yeah, it was like the infancy of Pokemon, like competitive, like where people started caring because they didn't care until Wi-Fi happened, and
yeah.
Because the cart really helps carry Showdown, in my opinion, but or like Smogon, but it so that's probably I think that's why the player numbers kind of dropped a little bit. But hashtag Timergate, hashtag fix timer.
And,
right. Yep.
20 minutes isn't enough. I need 3 hours.
I would settle for a solid 40 minutes. Okay.
I would say even just double it.
Yeah, that's 40 minutes, Claude. I just said that.
Okay. Yeah. But like, or just like, why can't they give the option to set your own timer?
I'm barely on turn 180 at 40 minutes. Come on, guys. Give me at least
something. We got to let Seth miss out on something. I don't know. Garchomp, but Garchomp was banned pretty early on in OU.
Overall, yeah. But I think it had, if I remember right, it had its own suspect test. It didn't pass, so they did Sandvale.
No, it was one of those things where it was really shady because they were trying to get it out specifically. And like, it was really hard because the community's like, no, Garchomp's fun. And they're just like, no, it's not healthy.
Sand was permanent.
Yes, sand was permanent back then.
So that made it.
I think the fairies have really balanced it out, though, and helped out with that.
I agree.
Agreed. It still tears things to shreds, but it's not as bad. Like, Hippowdon and Slowbro are kind of the only counters, in a sense. But,
yes.
Yeah, in a sense.
They're torn apart by a boosted outrage.
Yeah.
So
I mean, that's like saying, like, oh, man, Pokemon are good after they get boosts. And
exactly. It was just, I mean,
they had to get the boost.
Setup would work so well.
They'd have to get the boost. And I mean, Ice Shard still exists in this game, so.
That's why Weavile and Mamoswine are doing good.
No, they 100%. Like, those two were always mainstays.
Hey, Weavile's doing good even without its good move. It's best move.
Yeah. Yeah.
Knockoff. I mean, sorry.
Triple axle.
Throat chop. Ugh. So some other things that I'm just tickled to see, my beautiful baby children are back in my favorite Pokemon, Poison Heal. Both of them.
Yeah.
Are back with a vengeance, and they're both incredibly good. Holy macaroni.
Yeah, Breloom's really good.
Gliscor is everywhere.
Yo, I think the usage stats came out recently, and Gliscor was at the top.
Number two.
It was like number two or three. Yeah, Scizor was one.
I believe Scizor.
Gliscor was two. Garchomp was
yeah.
Garchomp or Latios were like three.
It's like
Breloom was
balanced
in
Lando.
Two. It was wild.
It's balanced Lando.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That can heal though. That's
it. It can heal instead of intimidate. I think that I think Gliscor is way more manageable than Lando.
The fun part is that Gliscors are now running Ice Fang to counter other Gliscors.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, to be fair, they used to do that back in Gen 4 as well.
Yes, they did.
They did. This isn't your very older brother's Gen 4 meta. Okay. But it's it's very similar.
Yeah. Poison Heal changes the game for Gliscor, though. Like, back in Gen 4 hashtag, it didn't have it.
No, it didn't.
And this just spikes its viability. It was even good back then, but this just goes crazy.
No, Poison Heal was good for Gliscor, and I think the only thing that sucked for Gliscor is that Lando came out in usage.
Yeah,
because
honestly.
Well, because Ground Flying is a really good typing, and Lando T specifically combined with the Intimidate made things really stupid. I'm a firm believer that if Lando T didn't have Intimidate, it probably wouldn't be as oppressive. So I think if it had like another, I mean, give it one of the poopy abilities like everybody else gets, you know, like Inner Focus and
pressure.
No, Inner Focus prevents and Intimidate. That's still too good.
Yeah, Inner Focus got a good buff this gen. I'm happy with it.
I like how they've done that though.
Yeah, no, it's
slowly buffed things in Pokemon from time to time.
Yeah, no, it's really nice. They've been trying to nerf Intimidate without nerfing Intimidate itself, and it's
that's for VGC. That's Incineroar too.
Yeah, no, Incineroar is. I'm not happy with Incineroar. Okay, I'm not happy with Lando. I mean, they're
DreamWorks,
like,
the Pokemon.
Like, you want me to? I complained about Lando when it was at like 50% usage in OU. I definitely complained about Incineroar when it was at 90% usage in BGC.
Yeah, it's still kind of there. Right?
It's
still
very high,
almost just as good.
It's very high. Yeah. It wouldn't be surprised if it's the top, but it's if not, it's pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. Where are we in the Gen 4 rants?
We're going to talk about Breloom next because this is my show and I can't.
Yeah, that's fine.
Breloom is very good. You can do Poison Heal on it to be annoying or Technician on it to be violent. Either is perfectly fine. It's got the old Focus Punch sub-seed set if you want to be
that
guy. But it's good and it's fun and I love it. And he's a beautiful little mushroom baby. And he's still he's a lot different. I don't know. Spore doesn't hit grass types now, which is kind of sad.
Which is, you know,
I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it.
I am too. Yeah, I am too. But it keeps Breloom a little bit more in check, honestly. And with Tangrowth existing that has Regenerator and Vileplume existing that is resistant to its other nonsense and can strength sap it, it's a lot more manageable. Vileplume's getting a lot of interesting usage too. I've seen it on a few stall teams, and just as a general bulky thing, because it's one of the very few things that retains strength sap.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good move. That's a very good move.
Yeah. Well, that, and I've seen a bunch of Driftblims around doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that gets it too. Wow. Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
Interesting.
But yeah, on the topic of grass types, though, I mentioned Tangrowth, and Rocky Helmet isn't around, which is kind of a bummer, but it can still do its old walling thing if it wants, but it can also be incredibly powerful with specs and just come in, fire off a super-powered Leaf Storm, and switch out thanks to Regenerator. So
the places where this game decided to be a faithful remake astounds me sometimes, like with the items.
Right.
It's just like, but why? Yeah. But why? Like,
why though?
Although I am very much glad that Heavy Duty Boots is not here.
Yeah.
Eh.
No, I think Heavy Duty...
Anything to nerf Stealth Rock makes me happy.
I don't know. To be fair, I think in this meta specifically, Stealth Rocks is okay. Only because you don't have as much stuff. You don't have things like Talonflame, you just get like murdered by it. But
yeah, or Volt.
Yeah. You don't have Pokemon that like are specifically like, we don't exist because Stealth Rocks... I mean, with the exception of Moltres, which didn't exist beforehand, and Charizard, which also didn't exist beforehand. So, for those of you who never had a Charizard, before it had bonus moves that Game Freak had to give it to make it good, it was never a good Pokemon.
It was okay in Sun, with fire move.
With Solar Power.
Yes.
Solar Power and a flying move.
Yes. That was about it, though.
And you had Solar Beam?
Yep. No, Game Freak literally had to give it 2 megas to make it good. Okay? I don't think it would have been good if it only had 1 mega. I don't think it would have been as good.
In Gen 6, its unpredictability was what also made it good. So.
Yeah, so I think if you only had 1 mega, it wouldn't have been as good. They should have given Blastoise 2, just saying.
So moving down, though... there's as always with any time the ability exists, there's discussion about magnet pull.
People, there's no HP fire though, right? Like,
exactly. That's the problem. Like people, the ability I can get, like the discussion about the ability, I kind of understand, but
I've never heard it with magnet pull. I've heard it with arena trap. I've heard it with, shadow tag, but never magnet pull.
Yeah, magnet, because it's specific. Yeah. It's such a specific thing, right?
Exactly.
Like, it's not like you're just like, oh, I'm going to kill any Pokemon. It's like, yeah, I'm going to stop Scizor. And that's it. But, I mean, you don't have HP Fire Magnezone, so who cares? And, without HP Fire, I'm very disappointed that Body Press didn't make it into this game for whatever reason.
Yes.
Because, like, Body Press would have been, like, passable.
Body Press Magnezone specifically. The move exists, but not on.
Yeah, I know, which is dumb. Why?
Right.
I mean, that's kind of upsetting and frustrating.
It would be nice if it had HP Fire, though, because Scizor, as we mentioned earlier, is number one. It's on a third of teams.
No, I don't disagree.
It's the best.
Does Scizor have access to Superpower still, or no?
Superpower, I don't know. No. I don't think it does.
I haven't seen it run it yet.
No. It just needs Bullet Punch and U-Turn and Sword Stance.
Yeah, but how does it stop things like Heatran, you know? Like
it hit U-turns.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah, please. It doesn't have to.
And it doesn't even have Pursuit either, so.
Yeah.
That's what the rest of your team is for, to dealing with the one Heatran that you face.
The one Heatran, yeah. I don't know. I think there's still ways to play around it, obviously, but.
This is not your Thatch's Scizor meta. It's defensive now instead of Choice Band every time.
Yep.
Yes, I do remember that.
Yeah, because like you said, doesn't have Superpower to counter, mm-hmm. and doesn't have Pursuit to just have that damage, which is boosted by Technician if they're not switching.
I think Pursuit being gone is a good thing still. I don't care, Claude. Claude, we'll fight. We'll fight.
I agree with you.
We should just have an episode where it's just Claude and I talk about things that we don't agree on, because it'll be like the most amicable disagreement in the entire world.
You know what? I don't think it'll be a good
It'll be the most amicable disagreement that we could possibly have.
Probably.
Because Claude and I will be too nice to each other.
Yeah. There is one interesting thing that might set the world on fire, though, that I've heard some whispers about going through the forums and things like that. We are anxiously awaiting Ilka to grace us with the presence of the final remaining legends, Arceus, Darkrai, etc., etc. We're waiting on Shaymin, and there is some murmuring of seeing what Skyform Shaymin would do to OU.
That's the one that's...
Will it happen?
That's the grass flying one, right?
Yeah.
Yep, with Serene Grace Air / Seed Flare, yeah.
Oh, that's one. Annoying. How fast is it?
It's like 110?
125.
Yeah, it's very fast.
I think it's just going to be too fast. But I
think it is too.
It's probably going to get banned.
And imagine...
Does it still have Earth power? Because if it doesn't have Earth power, it's fine.
I don't know.
Solid question. Don't have an answer.
Because otherwise Jirachi comes in, or any steel type comes in, and suddenly, like, all right, cool. You really can't do anything.
Well, I mean, it'll still flinch it down. And thing about
you're
going to
flinch down a Heatran with your Air Slash that's recovering from leftovers.
If Heatran comes in on a Seed Flare and takes -2 special defense, it's game on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it is.
I think it could be interesting. I don't know what'll happen.
It does. Get access to Earth Power.
Oh.
As of right now.
What about Ancient Power?
Ancient Power? No.
Why would it do that? 20% chance to Omni Boost. Woo!
Well, it hits the things that you need to hit, kind of, maybe. I don't know.
No.
But there have been whispers. I haven't seen anybody with, like, badges behind their name on Smogon forums talk about it, but I have seen a lot of random posts saying, you know, guys, this wouldn't be that bad. Before you ask, yes, Shaymin does retain access to Air Slash. Regular Shaymin does not, but Skyform does. Mm-hmm. So don't fall into that
trap. I think regular
Shaman's
going to drop to, like, Aryu or Yuya or something.
Oh, yeah.
Terrible.
It's not good, especially because
you run Seed Flare,
doesn't have Air Slash.
Seed Flare Psychic. That's
Sub Leech Seed.
Woo!
Yeah, there you go.
And then rest with Natural Cure. Yeah, my boy.
That's it. That's all he's going to do.
You figured it
grass
out.
Grass types, baby. Give me my grass type, babies. I love grass type. It's my favorite. So that's a whisper. We'll see what happens when / if Shaymin ever comes to the game officially.
Oh, it will. They will finish the 493 in BDSP. I am very certain. They're in the code.
Maybe not is Arceus. That's the only one I could see them.
They won't because okay. So they when the game leaked, I don't know if you saw this, but they actually had like half of like Arceus's area from the original games already built in. Removed it in 1.1 when they updated. I'm pretty sure it's going to be one of those things where it just like unlocks like when Legends Arceus comes out or something. Like it's going to be something Legends Arceus something. Now you can go Azure Flute because Junichi Masuda wants you all to remember this Azure Flute and look at him. He's a gracious god giving it to you now. And
I'm waiting for Legends Arceus not being able to capture Arceus.
I think you
can. You're definitely going to be able to. Like it's the name of the character. It's like not, saying you're not going to catch a Fox Legend.
Yeah.
This is a new game, Claude.
Exactly.
I don't agree with Seth at all, by the way, but I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to sound like I do. Mostly.
And the only way you can get Arceus is this game, so you have to go back and buy it.
I can believe that you need BDSP to get Arceus and Legends Arceus, but that's still a stretch in my mind. I think they're
you just see it a lot.
To be fair, they anyway. Did make you... To make you get Regigigas in Pokemon Platinum, you had to get an event Regigigas that allowed you to go catch the other Regis, and then you could go catch Regigigas.
You had to transfer them in.
No, or you could transfer them in. But I'm not kidding. This is like how they set it up. Was like, we're going to give you an event Regigigas, which is going to allow you to go to these event areas, which are then going to let you go get Regigigas. And it's just like, why do I care about getting Regigigas? Gave me one. It was the dumbest thing ever.
Yeah.
There are a couple more interesting things to point out that are really fun in OU from things I've seen, from things I've read of people posting. I'll take this first one. Yan Mega is really fun.
So I saw that.
With tinted lens and specs.
I saw that.
Nothing.
I saw that. And so legit, back in Gen 4, I used to run it because of that reason.
Uh-huh. Yep. I used to run it too.
Because same. You could just lead Yan Mega, protect, get the speed boost, and then you're probably going to be okay.
See,
If you do that one, yeah.
The fun part is I used to do it with this this next Mon being Venomoth.
Well, it's one of those things where flying type's just really good.
Like, well, yeah, and Tinted Lens is such a good ability.
Yes.
Like,
yeah, no, flying type's just really good, and so you have a lot of you hit like everything neutrally between bug type and flying type. It's stupid.
I am honestly not looking forward to Yen Mega being in the draft league pool if that happens, because that thing scares me to death.
That's fair.
Tip out there, folks.
You set up rocks and suddenly it dies.
Again,
lead club.
Yes, of course.
Lead, protect, get your speed boost. What you gonna do now?
Then you don't have anything powering you besides your Tinted Lens. And Yen Mega's 90 base power, what, special attack stat? Is it 90? 110?
It's like 115.
It's actually really good.
It's better than I thought it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it can only do so much.
You're confusing it with the speed.
You're really just doing it for the speed, yeah.
I like specs. Give me them glasses on my Yen Mega.
Those work too, yeah.
Extra tint those lenses.
Now you're just looking through rose-colored glasses, Seth.
Exactly. What can I say? The Wizard of Oz joke.
You're very awful.
So,
what?
I make bad jokes too, though. It's fine.
Woo! I'll take the next one, and then I'll leave you guys with the last two that I wrote down here. Empoleon is a good wall for bulky waters, namely things that are small and use tail glow.
Yeah.
So, that said, I don't know how much it can do back, but it can roar it out, so it gets rid of the tail glow, I guess. It's just a timer.
Thanks, Empoleon.
So that's a thing. Thank you, Empoleon. I want to make good old Supataya work again, but who knows? We'll get there. Maybe after Manaphy's gone, it can actually have room to breathe.
Maybe one day.
I haven't seen anybody talk about Supataya, Agility, Empoleon anymore. So
I mean, at that point, he's from Sword Sense.
But
Defiant.
No! No!
Get Aqua Jet. You gotta have that priority.
No. I hate it.
And Drill Peck? Oh, don't forget Drill Peck.
Yes. Non-stab Drill Peck coming off, what, 80 base attack? Oh, ho-ho. Fear me. I am a penguin.
Rar.
A 5'7" penguin. A short boy.
Yum.
86 attack, pardon me. Okay, that makes all the difference. That's more than Talonflame, so, you know.
I think you should let Fat talk about the last one on this list.
Absolutely. You take Raikou.
Yes. Raikou is there. Raikou is an electric type. It's fast, it hits hard, and it has Scald still.
There is the...
Yay!
Why it has Scald, but something like Zapdos doesn't have Heat Wave will baffle me in this game.
Cheetahs make hot water. Don't you know ancient Norse mythology of the cheetah that brought hot water to them?
To be fair, yep. They just did not care about this game at all in terms of move pools. Because they were just like, this isn't right. The competitive game, so who cares? We do what we want.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
And also...
That's round us out.
Well, to nobody's surprise, Feraligatr's actually good. With Life Orb.
It's OU, what the heck?
Well, it's always been good.
First time for everything, right?
No, it's not a first, okay? Get your mouth out of here. it's always had a good move pool. I mean, and it still has it too, right? I imagine it's Waterfall, D-Dance, Ice Punch, Earthquake, and like you smash.
Or Crunch.
Crunch, maybe, you could do Crunch, yeah. But then you just roll. You just roll Tide because you're a Feraligatr. And you know what's up.
Yeah. Life Orb Sheer Force is really cool.
Yeah.
And with Dragon Dance, just go to town. It's like almost arguably better Gyarados.
Yeah, it is better Gyarados. It's not better Gyarados. Oh my gosh, Claude, you're wrong, but it's fine.
It's the only good Gen 2 starter.
Don't hurt my boy.
Well, yeah.
Actually, that's true. That's probably true.
It's really hard to argue that. I want to put Meganium up there, but I can't. I really can't.
Does Meganium have moves that aren't grass type?
No. Tackle.
Body Slam.
Like, I'm pretty sure Meganium doesn't have moves.
I just named two. It has Poison Powder.
I think Meganium not learning Fly is its biggest detriment.
I think it not being a fairy type is its biggest touch.
Honestly, I don't disagree with you. I feel like Meganium should be fairy type. I'm surprised
it
doesn't learn Dazzling Gleam.
It would have been great.
I'm very surprised it doesn't learn like Dazzling Gleam or something.
Well, Gen 9 is going to breed with something and get Moonblast. All will be fine.
Megas, come back.
Meganium. Yes.
That's the item. The entire paragraph.
Joe Merrick, tell me how to pronounce that, okay?
Mega menus. That would be another good one. Dragonite tight.
All right.
Well, we have completely lost our minds, so let us wrap up this segment, and we will come back at you with a team of the episodes. We'll be right back after we all hard reboot.
And now for the flavor of the month.
And we are back with the team of the episode, which we shamelessly stole from the sample teams thread on Smogon. There are tons of teams there on that thing on Smogon. If you want to give BDSPOU a whirl, some of them are more interesting than others, and you might need to adjust because some things have been banned since then. But this team still holds true, and it has a lot of my favorites on it, and I am the host of this show. So, starting off, we have Breloom holding a Toxic Orb. The ability is Poison Heal, and the EVs are as follows, but feel free to change them because I don't know what they're for. 108 HP, 252 attack, 16 defense, and 132 speed with an adamant nature. Again, I'm not exactly sure what benchmarks those are for. But it was made by Asuma on Smogon.
Well,
and they know what they're doing.
Looking at the team, I don't know that you actually need that much speed to begin with. Or looking at the Breloom set itself, I don't think you need speed. And it might just be like, oh, I want to Mach Punch something first.
Yeah, but it's a benchmark.
It might be for Mach Punch, but it also might be for some of the four moves, like specifically to outrun something for Substitute. I have no idea.
Yeah.
But the move set is Spore, Substitute, Focus Punch, and Mach Punch. You could replace that last one with Seed Bomb or Leech Seed if you want, but that's just what this version of the team happens to run, and it's Poison Heal Breloom, so my heart, my soul. Next Pokemon is the other part of my heart, my soul, and it is Gliscor, also holding a Toxic Orb. This is Toxic Orb the team. Of course, the ability is Poison Heal with EVs as follows. 244 HP for a Poison Heal number, 116 defense, and 148 speed. I don't know what those latter two benchmarks hit either, unfortunately. I apologize, but you might be able to find it in the forums. The nature is Impish with the moveset of Swords Dance, Facade, Earthquake, and Roost. If it was me personally, I would make sure those speed outrun maximum speed Heatran, because Gliscor is a relatively safe switch into Heatran and could use it as setup fodder.
Mm-hmm.
But Earthquake Facade is terrifyingly strong. You could also do what we mentioned earlier and change Facade to Ice Fang if you want.
I think you should
because
change
Ground
to
Ice
Fang.
Is good.
Yeah, who's I'm going right, next? Was it me or you? I don't remember.
Who's going
it
next?
It doesn't matter.
I'll do it.
Claude, right, you go next.
I will go next. So next you have the best spinner in the tier, Starmie. Woo! And Starmie's really good because it's fast and has Ice Beam. It's really what it comes down to. But it's 4 defense, 252 special attack, 252 speed, analytic ability, timid nature, leftovers, scald, ice beam, rapid spin, recover. Starmie's good. Like, it's bulkier than you expect, and it's just good.
And it's deceptive with that, too, with recover. And analytic is kind of fun, because if something switches out of Starmie,
oh, yeah,
it factors in the switch out.
Exactly. And another one of Seth's favorite mons is a bulky Scizor with leftovers, ability technician, 252 HP, 156 defense, 100 special defense. All Scizors right now, or most of them at least, are running more defensive, usually with an Impish nature, Swords Dance, U-Turn, Bullet Punch, Roost. I've seen a lot of them run with Defog, just because, well, for Swords Dance, so that way you have a way to get Defog things, but this has a Rapid Spinner on the team. It's just a very good defensive pivot because not many things are carrying fire coverage at the moment.
Yeah. And if I recall my benchmarks correctly for Scizor, I think Impish 156 defense hits a bonus point, which might be what this spread is going for. I could be wrong, though, but I feel like that's what it is.
Maybe.
All right. Take us home, Thatch.
Okay, so this is the Garchomp set now, I think, almost. because they wanted to run Choice Scarf. I think that's just Garchomp's thing now. With Rough Skin, 252 attack, 4 special attack, because why not? And 252 speed. Naive Nature, because we don't really want to lower that special attack stat, and who really cares about the defenses? It's going to get hit by an Ice Beam eventually one day. This has Outrage, Earthquake, Stone Edge, and Fire Blast, just so you can hit all of the things. The Ferrothorn's not there, but maybe the Tangrowth is. Because I think Assault Vest is also gone. Oh, and Scizor, yeah.
Yeah, Assault Vest isn't here, but yeah, mainly Scizor, yeah, I imagine.
You are correct.
What's it called? The Spinning Fortress, too.
Oh, yeah. Who's Fortress, using Fortress?
It's better than expected.
I think everything's better than expected because we didn't have the power creep that we've experienced for the past 11 years.
Doesn't Fortress get Sticky Web now?
No. That'd be too good.
That would be reasonable, Claude. Okay.
It would actually be viable.
It would make it reasonable, okay? It's a Garchomp doing Garchomp things. And then you've got Clefable doing Clefable things. Just not as well as Clefable used to do Clefable things because Soft Boil's gone. And so it's holding Leftovers. It's unaware. This is the unaware Clefable, not the Magic Guard Clefable. It's got 252 HP, 176 defense, 80 special defense, Bold Nature, because you don't want it to die to Garchomp. And it's going to wield Stealth Rock to get those rocks up because Boots are gone. Moonblast so you can kill the Garchomp. Wish so you can get some health back or do some wish passing to your allies, which is actually really helpful in this meta specifically. And then Moonlight because Soft Boil's gone. So that's the answer.
I'm almost positive that 176 Bold is yet another bonus defense point benchmark.
I'm surprised you have this one on the team and not the the Calm Mind one. That's terrible.
If it was me, I might have.
This isn't his team.
I shamelessly stole this team, so.
He will change it, okay?
Fine.
I will make the Garchomp the Stealth Rocker.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, the Choice Scarf.
I don't like the choice to only have one Ice Beam on this team, okay? I think you need more than one.
Yeah. That said, a Gliscor could at least kind of pause Garchomp, and Breloom resists Edgequake, so if it's a choiced one, you can come in on that.
Yes, I agree.
The options exist.
Yeah. I like how Scizor is your only answer to Latios.
Yeah.
Starmie's faster.
I mean, Latios will be gone next week. It's fine.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and I mean, Garchomp, Scarf, there's tons of answers to Latios in a sense. The only things that can't answer it in some way are Breloom and Gliscor.
Mm-hmm.
Starmie, Ice Beams, Scizor, Bullet Punches.
Yeah.
Garchomp is faster because of the Scarf. Clefable is Clefable with Unaware.
Yep.
And I don't think Psy Shock exists.
It does.
Not that that matters, but...
What weird choices.
Psy Shock...
Nah, not on Latios. I don't think it exists on Latios.
I know it exists on Alakazam.
I think it became exclusive to Alakazam in this game.
They took away the TMTR ability that it used to have, and now it's only through level up.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's what I was thinking. Because I think everything else used to learn it through like TMTR. And I think the only thing that has it in its level up pool might be Alakazam. I'm going to verify this. But I do believe you. Yes, Psyshock was such a weird choice.
Yeah, I know Alakazam gets it.
Oh, leveling up, several things get it. Okay, we're talking about Alakazam, but have you thought about the Hypno meta? Okay?
Yes, I actually recently have.
The Exeggutor, both of them get it.
Cool.
Oh, yeah.
Grumpig and Spoink level up.
Oh, mm-hmm. My gosh. What legends?
I'm here for you. Grumpig and Spoink are legit two of my favorite Gen 3 Pokemon. Only because...
They need something to make them better.
They're just like so forgetful. I honestly am upset that Grumpig isn't Psychic Dark. You know what I mean?
That would maybe help it.
It might help it, but I don't know. Like, it would be cool. It'd just be cool.
Should have been Psychic and Tigger type because it's all about the bouncing.
Lunatone gets it via level up, but not Solrock.
Lunatone is just better than Solrock in every single way.
Yes, but just Lunatone.
Except for Flare.
No, even then, Lunatone is better.
Because Solar Flare. it. Anyway.
So that is
all we've got for you, folks. Enjoy that team. Give it a shot, as well as others. Like I mentioned, that came straight from the sample teams thread on the Smogon BDSP metagames area. So give it a shot. Go grab some from there. Other than that, though, we've got a lot of other good Puckle goodness if you like what you hear. You've got other shows on this Puckle Plus feed, things like the TCG Cast, which is a great ball of fun that I'm on frequently. I love the TCG as well as the video game. We've got the trivia on this one as well. But, of course, we've also got the main feed, the Puckle feed that good old Thatch here runs every Monday and is putting out a show every Monday for you. So go there if you need slightly more regular Puckle goodness. On top of that, we've got the most important way for you to connect with us and be part of the community, which is the Discord server. There's a link down in the description.
Or just use PuckleDiscord.com.
Or just that. Yeah, thank you for that vanity URL. I'd forgotten that we have that. So one of the two.
I spent too much time setting that up. So
I believe that.
But it works.
Check it out just for Thatch.
I think we also own something PokemonDiscord.com as well.
Nice. Heck yeah. But yeah, that is where you go if you want 24/7 Pokemon goodness, because that's where most everything happens, including tournaments that we do, other things if you need a trade or want to form up a Unite team real fast. That is the place to go. Outside of that, there's some of our social medias. There's things like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram that we have regular updates on, mainly Twitter, especially this month during the Advent calendar. Go to Twitter to vote on which one you want to get distributed, and the winner will get that distributed. So it's a fun thing. Do you have more details on that, Thatch, or did I kind of cover it well enough?
That is Advent calendar. Come Advent with us.
Cool. Discord's where you also participate actively in the Advent calendar, too, as well as the Patreon, which if you'd like to support us in a more direct fashion, you can go there. And we appreciate everything. It helps us grow the community and make it so we don't sound like we're in a basement with mic equipment. So
yeah, basement.
Very helpful overall. Basement, mic, yeah. I mean, technically I'm in one as well, so here we are.
I'm on the second floor.
So that's why I don't reverb.
I'm on the first floor.
So on average, never mind. You threw off our... No, wait, no. Yeah, you threw off... You didn't throw off our average at all, Claude. We're all on the first floor. Average. Anyway, we hope you've enjoyed Battlecast. We hope you've enjoyed Battlecast, especially in 2021, since this is the last one of 2021, and we will be back next year with all sorts of good stuff as we prepare for Legends Arceus. So, until next year... I have been Seth Vila.
I've been Claude 9.
And I've been Thatch.
And we'll catch you guys next time.
It's closing time in Lavender Town. Time to say our goodbye. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.